I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by friend of the show. His segment is sponsored by Twin Peaks, where you can eat, drink, and see the scenic views. Benny Heiss of BetSided joins us on the show today. Benny, how's it going, my man?
What's up, Pinchita? How are you, bud?
I'm doing good, man. Thursday night football tonight. We got two banged-up teams between the Browns and the Broncos. Who you got?
I like Denver still just because they still have their starting quarterback, and I like them because Teddy Bridgewater, over the course of his career, thrives as the underdog. He's 19-2 against the spread as a road underdog over the course of his career. So even though the line has moved initially from Denver +3.5, down to +1.5, I still expect them to come out and walk away with a victory. I know that Cleveland is starting to get into dire straits, and this is a team that had expectations of winning the division. But right now, there's just too many injuries, and I don't know what they're going to be able to do, especially with no Nick Chubb, no Kareem Hunt, and really not a lot of guys that can stretch the field, because Odell Beckham Jr. is hurt as well.
I called this game a must-win for the Cleveland Browns. Now, they could still miss the playoffs if they lose this game, but looking at their schedule, there's just not a lot of gimme wins left for the Browns that in a AFC that's super competitive and there's not much separation between the teams, you can't afford to lose home games to the Broncos and then think that you're going to finish with 9 wins or 10 wins that you're going to need at a minimum to get in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, and talk about two teams that are sort of going in the same type of direction after getting off to solid starts this year. And Cleveland, I think a lot of people, especially just a couple of weeks ago with how the Ravens had won those games, they kind of looked at the Ravens as a bit of a fluky team, that they really could have been 1-4 instead of 4-1. But once guys started dropping, and especially to Carrington, like that offensive line was the number one rated offensive line, according to Pro Football Focus at the beginning of the season, they're banged up too. And so if you can't run the ball effectively, if Odell Beckham Jr. is not in the lineup, and we'll see whether or not Jarvis Landry is going to be anywhere close to 100%, he's not a difference maker. He's a nice move the chains type of possession receiver. I just think there's too many things that are in play for Cleveland that they're going to have to be a second-half team once they get everybody back healthy. But right now, I just don't trust them.
Coming up in a little bit, we'll ask Ben your question. So if you got a fantasy question, 913-576-7610, now's the time to ask it. Let's talk about the game here locally between the Chiefs and the Titans. I'm surprised that the line is as big as it is. I think Kansas City's better than Tennessee, but I think it's a coin flip kind of game between the talent, and it really comes down to who executes and who plays well. To see Kansas City as a 5.5-point favorite blew me away. I don't think they're that much better than this Titans team.
I thought that they would go down a little bit because of the Titans' upset win at home against Buffalo, right? Like, this is the line coming into the game, and then I thought, okay, well, I like Tennessee to go ahead and upset Buffalo, and so if I were a Chiefs bettor, I was saying wait until that game is done because it might move down to maybe 3, 3.5, 4 even, and it just never moved. In fact, it went the opposite way for Kansas City. I just think so much of the betting public, Harrington, just sees what the Chiefs can do on the offensive side of the ball and just expects Mahomes and Kelce and Tyreek Hill to make up for their defensive inefficiencies. But you have a bad matchup here. You have one of the worst run defenses in the NFL going up against Derrick Henry, which I think everybody sort of expects, like from a fantasy level and a daily fantasy level, just plug and play Derrick Henry. He's kind of that free square. If anything, especially if you're playing like in tournaments or a guaranteed prize pools where you're trying to sort of be a little bit different, this is going to be a high-scoring game. It's the highest total on the board. I'd much rather have exposure to somebody like Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown and Julio Jones just because Kansas City is going to move the ball at will against the Titans defense. They can get to the passer, but after the front four, there's really nobody that is going to match up with either Kelce or Hill well at all. So the Chiefs should be able to move the ball effectively, and Tennessee is going to have to try and keep up. And the only way they can do that is going to be able to go through the air, especially with how Kansas City is likely going to run their offense.
Right now we're talking to Benny Heiss. Ben, I can't think of a time, and you follow fantasy way closer than me, so you could tell me, where going into a game, I didn't think there was any possibility for one side to be able to stop one of the players on the other side. Like, the NFL is designed where there's not one, like, Bo Jackson Tecmo Super Bowl kind of player. Like, you can keep everybody somewhat in check. I don't see a scenario in which Kansas City holds Derrick Henry under 120 rushing in this game. It just seems like that foregone conclusion when you were talking about having a fantasy free space.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing. I'm not saying to anybody that Derrick Henry is a bad fantasy play. He's, like you said, he's going to run for over 100 yards. He's going to get into the end zone maybe one, possibly even two times. Like, that's kind of what the expectations are. I just think the game script in this game, because of how bad the Titans defense is, plays to the advantage of Tennessee having to throw the ball more often than being able to have the luxury of running the ball. That's really all it is. I think if you're going to try and play that game with Kansas City, you can only do so much running the ball. It's going to control the clock. It's going to be able to take away time of possession. And they're going to try to do it as much as they can in the first half. But if Kansas City moves the ball at will, you just don't have the affordability to be able to run the ball that much in the second half if you're trying to play catch up.
Text line 913-576-7610. If you have a question for Benny Heiss, we'll get to it here momentarily. All right, Ben, give me your fantasy starts. Give me your fantasy sits.
I think this is one that we were just talking about. I love Ryan Tannehill this week against Kansas City. I feel really comfortable pairing him up with A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. Coming into last week, CDOT, those guys only had 22 receptions for one touchdown on the season. And now you're starting to see them get going a little bit further. And I think that's something that you're going to start to expect a little bit more from moving on. I know that there's going to be some hesitancy here, but I actually think the Bears match up kind of well against Tom Brady and Tampa Bay, only from the defensive standpoint. Chicago's not going to score any points. But I think Chicago's pass rush, which is top five in the league this year, remember, they actually beat Tom Brady and Tampa Bay with Nick Foles a season ago. So I'm not saying that that's going to be indicative of what we see this week, but I do know that if Chicago is able to get their pass rush going, that is an area where Brady does struggle. We saw that in the game against the Rams. So I don't necessarily know if he's a top three quarterback like we're normally used to seeing him be this week. And also one guy that I'm going back to again is Damian Harris. I know that the Jets have looked pretty well as far as stopping the run, but now that Harris is back in the good graces of Bill Belichick, and especially with the inconsistencies of the Patriots offense, I think Damian Harris is a top 10 running back this week, and I think he really does a nice job of getting himself going. Remember, Patriots and Bill Belichick has done marvelous things against rookie quarterbacks before. We saw what happened to Zach Wilson in the earlier portion of the season. I think this is going to be a heavy game script for running the ball. I think Damian Harris is a really good play this week.
Text line 913-576-7610. Rob, hit me. Hey, Ben, I'm considering playing Darrell Williams. What should I do?
Yeah, Williams got a ton of touches last week. He was clearly the goal line back. I think against Tennessee, which is a pretty soft defense to begin with, he's absolutely in play.
Hey, Ben, Antonio Gibson or Miles Sanders?
I don't know if I can trust Miles Sanders. I've been waiting all season to finally see that happen. At least with Gibson, you know that you can run on Green Bay, and we finally started to see a little bit more consistency from him the last couple weeks. I'd go Antonio Gibson.
And the Eagles don't really seem too interested in giving him the football.
It doesn't make sense because he's an explosive back. He had 9 carries for 56 yards. He caught a couple of passes, but they don't seem interested. And I think if anything, because of Jalen Hurts, it would actually help somebody like Miles Sanders. So they don't want to give him the ball.
Text line 913-576-7610. Heiss, Calvin Ridley or Mike Evans?
That's a really good question. I still would go Calvin Ridley.
That's why I'm here.
Just because Miami's defense has been a disaster all season long. With Mike Evans, he's probably going to be matched up against Jalen Johnson, who's had a really good season so far. I think I go with Ridley here.
Someone on the text line asked, should I play OBJ or Josh Gordon this week? I'm just going to assume that you've already lost.
I mean, Beckham Jr. is going to suit up, maybe it's actually a good thing that Case Keenum is coming in because he is not connected with Baker Mayfield in all of the last couple of years.
Why is he still on their roster?
OBJ?
Yeah, trade him. For whatever reason, it does not work with your quarterback. As much as you want it to work, as much as you think it's going to work, it doesn't work with your quarterback. Trade him at the deadline.
There's not going to be anybody that offers any sort of substantial value there. The best case scenario is that they figure it out. They compete in what's supposed to be a deep playoff season for them. Like, to get rid of OBJ would just basically be admitting defeat. You're not going to get anything back that's going to help you win now, and the Browns are trying to win now.
Heis, who's going to be the guy for the Seahawks? Alex Collins or Rashad Penny?
Collins is the guy if he's healthy. He ran for over 100 yards last week, and he looked really good. Penny just got activated off of IR, so if Collins doesn't go, he'll get an opportunity, but I don't think they're going to rush him back.
Last one here. This one says Jackson or Matt Ryan. I hope it's not Lamar Jackson or Matt Ryan, because if the answer is Matt Ryan, we should just quit playing fantasy football.
Matt Ryan is a top 10 quarterback this week because Miami is really bad, but Lamar Jackson is a cheat code. You play him every week.
Heis, thank you for coming on and giving us your insight. Your insight is brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you should eat, drink, and see the scenic views.
I'm just always happy to be here, C-Dot. I'm also here so I don't get fined.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.